Hi there. The word for you today is knowing when to emerge. Hosea 13:13. Like a child without wisdom, when the time arrives, he or she does not come to the opening of the womb. You say, what does that mean? Well, let me explain it. Timing is an integral part of God's plan for your life. You need to know what to do and when to do it. If you wait too long, you'll miss your window of God-given opportunity. One author points out that as believers, we experience, in a way, two births, a natural and a spiritual one. She writes, and I quote, "For some, spiritual birth happens in childhood. Others, like me, have to work to get there with a combination of effort and the stripping down of layers of independence." Regardless of how we get to the spiritual labor or delivery room, at our appointed time, unlike a natural birth, we must be willing to be reborn or formed into the likeness of Christ. We can't remain in the darkness of isolation. Quote, "When the time arrives to come to the opening of the womb, as the Bible says, and to be pushed into the world as a new creation, you must be willing to emerge or step out, get moving." We all know people who attend every seminar and read every self-help book. They're always, quote, "getting ready to emerge," but never quite make it. You may even be one of them. Perhaps God has given you a vision, but you've hidden it away for so long, waiting for the right time, that it has become stale. Visions have a shelf life. They are Habakkuk 2 and 3, and I quote, "for an appointed or a fixed, chosen, and prearranged time." The old French actor Maurice Chevalier, remember him, put it this way, "If you wait for the perfect moment when all is safe and assured, mountains will not be climbed, races won, or lasting happiness achieved." And he's right. Bottom line, you can sit on the sidelines or get involved in the game. In other words, it's time for you to emerge.